الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or just some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Study class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic is expressing gratitude towards both Allah and people. Sometimes we show a bit gratitude towards Allah and don't show it towards the people. And sometimes we show it towards the people, but we don't show it towards Allah. So let's get into that, the importance of gratitude. We should be thankful to both Allah and people. It was narrated by Abu Huraira, which was one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said, "He who does not thank the people is not thankful to Allah." So the quick lesson from this is expressing gratitude towards both God or Allah and people. And let me give more of an explanation towards what I'm talking about here, or what's being said here. This hadith emphasizes the importance of being grateful and thankful to both Allah and people. It is important to recognize the blessing that we have been given, whether it be from Allah or from other people, and express our gratitude for them or to them. Being thankful is a sign of humility. And you probably hear me say, I mentioned humility again and later on when I read other hadith. As it shows that we are aware that all good things come from Allah, even if they are given by other people. Additionally, expressing gratitude can also help build strong relationships with others, as it shows appreciation for their efforts in helping us. Furthermore, being grateful can also help us stay humble and remember not to take anything for granted in life. Let's conclude by saying this hadith teaches us the importance of expressing gratitude towards both Allah and people in order to stay humble and build strong relationship with others. So let me move on to the next hadith, sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And this is, praying for each other and praising each other. Praising doesn't mean throwing dirt in the person in their face, just saying good things about the individual, without hopefully not embarrassing the individual. And so, basically, before I get into this, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he taught that immigrants, meaning the ones that came from Mecca to Medina, and helpers, the one who lived in Medina, should pray for each other and praise each other. And we should pray for each other. As human beings, say good things about the other person. And so also this hadith that mentioned that What we don't do is that we don't talk about people behind their back. Either we say good things or we keep quiet or be silent. Narrated Annas, the son of Malik, the immigrants Muhajirin, said, Messenger of Allah, the helpers, meaning the Ansars, got the entire reward. He said, no. So long as you pray to Allah for them and praise them, say good things about them and not bad things about them. A quick lesson here is praying for your fellow believers, praising your fellow believers, being generous with your fellow believers, helping your fellow believers in times of need. An explanation of it is the hadith narrated by Anas, the son of Malik, teaches us about the importance of praying for one another and praising one another. This hadith is from a conversation between Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and the immigrants, meaning the ones who came from Mecca to Medina, who were concerned that they did not receive as much reward as the helpers, meaning the Ansar, the ones who already lived in Medina. I'm sorry, the ones that came from Mecca, or what you call the Muhajirin, or the immigrants. In response, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he taught them that they can still receive reward if they pray to Allah for their fellow believers and praise them. This hadith emphasizes how important it is to be kind to our fellow believers by praying for them, praising them, being generous with them, helping them in times of need, etc. It also teaches us about humility. Even though we may feel like we are not receiving enough reward or recognition from others or Allah himself, we should still strive to do good deeds, such as praying for others or praising others in order to gain more reward from Allah. Now let me move on about the importance of being grateful or showing gratitude. It is important to be thankful for any donation or gifts received and not to conceal them. What I mean by that? It was narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if someone is donated something and he mentions it, he thanks for it and he conceals it, he is ungrateful for it. Let me explain that to you so you have a better understanding of what I just read. One of the lessons we can get from this is that expressing gratitude for donations or gifts received. An explanation for this, or a quick lesson, is one I read about expressing gratitude for donations or gifts received. Now let me explain this a little bit to you. And that is, this hadith expresses the importance of being grateful for any donation or gifts that we receive or that one receives. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught that if someone is given something, they should thank the giver and not hide it away. This teaches us to be humble, that word again, and appreciative of what we have been given. No matter how small it may seem. We should also remember to express our gratitude in words as well as in actions. Being grateful or thankful can also help us build strong relationship with those around us, as well as strengthen our relationship with Allah by showing him that we are grateful for his blessings. And so, my beautiful students, I want to emphasize to you again, someone gives something to you, gift to you, just thank them, no matter how big it is or how small it is. You may feel they owe it to you or you are so great that they're supposed to give you this great gift. And that may not be so, because they might not have to give you the gift. They just chose to give you a gift, and just showing how much they appreciate you, or whatever they're showing that they give you a gift. You just make sure on your side that you say good things about them. You thank them for what they're giving to you. If they say, no, you don't thank me, thank them anyway. And for those of you, I may have been reading too fast, then of course you can listen to this episode again. Give it as a gift to someone else. If someone you know don't thank people, or even those people who thank people, just let them know that, yeah, I remember you. This hadith even expressed even more for me to thank you for your generosity, and I really appreciate it. If I haven't thanked you before for something you've done to me or given to me, then I want to do that now. Because maybe something's on my mind, I was busy with something else, and you gave me the gift, and I forgot to thank you. I thank you for it and show my gratitude. It makes you be humble. I may become humble, appreciative, and show some type of humility when you say, you know, thank you for that. And then Allah may write this down, or the angel may write this down as you thanking and be showing gratitude towards this individual. And we should be thankful and show gratitude towards individuals. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. And I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.